Right. Was the Chita, maybe you tell me a top, Kivon Dilma Ishtayer, that maybe still some Zera stayed inside her. The Mayoch Yisol Chashinon Shemon Ishtani, but the Shidus and Lashkas were afraid maybe some Zera still inside her. But there the Shalom was after the Tashmish, she went to the Mikvah and were afraid that maybe later some Zera would come out. So, was it say Lashin like Vada the Zera came out? There should have been Lashin only of Chashinon were afraid. So let's write this. Elu Rava, Elu Rava, Nami. Elu Rava, Nami, Shet. Vilu B'mit. We're talking about now where, after the Tashmir, she did not move around, walk, but rather she's still in the bed, and we're tabling in the bed. Lekasha. Kam L'Safechas, Kam L'Shinon L'Safechas. Once she turns around, once she doesn't turn around. The Rava. Akroa, Kroa, Zaz, on the post, Zaz, Rokit, Kama. Tikos, Rachmon, it wasn't to her faith, Rokit, Subamai, in the Tamil. She has to go to the mikvah and then she's telling me El Erev until the evening. The Shein Masapecha, that's where she's not moving around. Therefore, the Zera does not come out later, only after Yesh and Tashmir, she can go to the mikvah. Abu the Masapecha, so when she's moving around, then Echnami, then Koshla Shiyan Masura, Lecha Betruma, she's moving around all 3 days after the Tashmir, she's also Tichuma, maybe Zera comes out. The Yeshla Statiflate, it's not possible Zera should come out of her. That's the Kiddush. If she doesn't move around, then it's not a Vadai. For the case where she's moving around, she's a Mesapecha, then we say she should not eat Truma the next 3 days after Tashmis. Because it's like, if he has to come out at Zera, she should not come out of it, she should not be a Pletis, Sheikh Zera, not Necha. 3 days after Tashmis, if she is Pelet, she would be coming. They must write this here. Boy Mine Rav Shmuel Babisna. So Rav Shmuel Babisna has to sound like this. Yes, a shalom may abay from abaya. Paleta shichva zera. As an isha that the zera comes out of her. First lived with the husband, the zera went in, and she became tummy then when the shas tashmish. But then later, when the zera comes out, also she becomes tummy. So this din of a paleta shichva zera, roya heve, is extended like she's seeing now. Like she's seeing zera, she becomes tummy because it's coming out of her body. Or in the gas heavy. No, it's only tumas negiya. The shichva zera itself is an avat tuma. So when it comes out of her body, when it touches her on the outside, it's metamah. But not because she's like seeing tuma. What's the difference? Now, Gemino, Lista, let's say she was a zova, and she's counting now Zayinikiyim, and zera comes out of her. So if it's called a roya, at least that day she can't count. Like a baal that sees zera in the middle of his zav, it's face of that one day. But if it's Stamas Tumas Negiyah, Stamas touching her, it would not be Saisa that day. Stamas she touches something, it comes Tamei, it doesn't stop the Zainikim. Or the Tamei the Mashu. If it's a Din Roya, no matter how little amount comes out, she becomes Tamei. But if it's a Din Negiyah, she's touching it, then there's a Shear, how much she has to touch. Or the Tamei Bifnim Kibachutz. Hu Adin, when this Zera is coming out of a body, but it's inside the Beis Achitzim. If it's a Din Roya, so as soon as it leaves, like the praise door comes into the Beis Achitza and she'll become Tomei. But if it's a din of a Negiya touching, then she's only Tomei Kibachutz when it comes outside, not when the Zera is still just coming out of her body. So what's the Shalom? What's the Locha? Samar says, Manushach. Well, what was our Shmuel Babisn Shaila? Well, what did he ask the question? Ishmile Masnisin, if you heard the Mishnah we learned before, Masnisin Lerabonin Roy Hevi, or the Reb Shimon Agas Hevi. Before we had, this was a machlekes between Rebbe Shimon and Rabonin. Rash is Masnisin Yer, the Pligi Rabon Reb Shimon Liel, the Kami Rabonin Paletis Sheikh Vazera Matama Befnim Kabachutz, or the Reb Shimon, the Dai Kabayla. But that was a machlekes before when the Isha lets out the Zera, that Rabbanan said, yes, she's Tomei, as soon as it comes out, even though it's inside the body, as soon as it comes out into the Beis Achitzin. And Reb Shimon said, no, it's just like the Baal, that it's Zera's only Mitama the Baal when it comes out of the body. The same thing by the Isha also, she's only Tomei when it comes out of her body. So that was a Mishnah before, so Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, according to the Rabbanan, the Chur, it's a Din Roya, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the Chur, it's a Din Negiya. What was the Shaila? If he heard the Mishnah, he should have known it's a Machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. Mora says, Elamai Viloi Shmilei, if he did not hear that Braisa, if so, then Stam in Svar, Mistavra, Nagas Hevei, Havad in Svar, it's a Svar that said that when the Sheikh Mazur comes out of the Isha, it's only Mitama when it touches her on the outside, it's a Negiya. Like, why should I say it's a roya? It's a din ri. It's not really from her body. Came out of the bowel, and then she's coming out of her. In svara, it should not be a riya. Svara says no. The other one, I tell you, really, shmi yilei masnisin. It could be that Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna heard the braisa before. And it's like this, v'libu the rabbanon lo kimi boile. According to the rabbanon shita, that they say, it's metama, bifnim, inside her body, then the pshat is called a roya. According to rabbanon, we agree, that tlet the shech v'zera is loch of a roya. Kiko mi boile, where is my shay, l'libu the Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, and it's like this, l'tama, bifnim, kibachutz, lo kimi boile. They say that she's tummy as soon as it comes out, even inside the body, in the pray, in the based on chitzoyim. That Reb Shimon says no, she's tor. It's only tum when it comes outside the body. But kika mi boile, where is my shaylo lister l'tami v'cholshu? This I still have a shaylo. That when it does come out of her, is it tracer? Let's say she's counting zaynikiyim. Is it tracer this one day, or else l'tami v'cholshu? Do I say that it's tummy no matter how little it is? To become tummy from it. So that's the Shalomai. What's your question? Ki kom Reb Shimon, does Reb Shimon say that when the Zera comes out of her, she's not tummy until it comes out of the body completely? That's because Daya Kaboyelo. But Reb Shimon says she can't be better than the husband. Just like by the Baal, when the Zera comes out of him, by a man he's only tummy when it leaves the body, and not when it's Iker in the Aver itself. So Reb Shimon only says that she can't be better than the Boyelo. But maybe Hani Mili, when does he say that? Litzmuya bifnim kebachutz. They say that when the zera comes off, it comes out of a proizder and goes into the beis achitzim, that there she's still torah until it leaves her body. Only in this prat maybe. Alvo lister, but to say that it's called a riya, that if she's counting zaynikim, will take away that one day. Maybe he agrees it is called a riya. Or latane v'cholshu, a roya heavy. That's mashal or else that she should become torah no matter how little zera comes out of her. When it comes out, maybe she's tummy even a cholshu. And why? Because roya heavy. This tumma, when it leaves the body, has a locha like she sees tumma from her body. So she should become tummy no matter how small it is. Or duma, maybe no. Loishna, the current Rabbi Shimon, just like we say, she's not tummy bifnim. Because she came in better than the boyalah. So maybe huadin, in other words, not called riya by her. So huadin for these last two halachas also. That if an Isha sees the Zera comes out of her, would not be Seisra Zaynikiyim, and the Wadin, she would not be Tummy with a whole shoe. There'll be a shear, how much has to come out. So that was the Shaila. Now the Gemara says, no. Ika the Army some say like this, that it could be that Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna did not hear that Braisa before. And that's why he asked the question. You said if he didn't hear the Braisa, what's the Sophic, the Chur Peshita? It should only be a din negiya, not a din riya. So the Gemara says, "Well, how come the boiler? This was the shayla. Midiach merachmona balekriyin b'sinai. We see the Torah was machmir b'shas nesina satira ma'an Torah that anisha had to be tor. That's why the men was not allowed to live with their wife for 3 days before. So the Torah wanted not only the men should be tor from a bakeri, but even the isha also should be tor from a bakeri." And therefore, Zera is inside of more than 3 days, then that Zera is not Matam anymore. So therefore, the last 3 days before Mount Torah, they weren't allowed to live with their wives. So, Midiach, Mirachmona, Baal Kerim, Misinai. Royehevi, that's a Torah to say that when it comes out of her body, it's like she saw a tumor. Because the Torah was not Makbistam, she should not touch a mace or not touch other tumors. The Torah was only Makbid upon tumors of Zera. Why? It must be because it's a din roya. When it comes out of the isha, it's also called like she's seeing tumma from her body. That's what's not to say it's called a roya. Or duma maybe no. Legamrina mi Sinai. We don't learn now the tumma from Sinai. The chidishu. Over there was a special chidish what the Torah said, that they did not want the Baal, the man, to live with his wife 3 days before. So a zovin, a mitzvaroyin, the chamiriv layachma barabonin. If an isha or a man was a zav or a mitzvah, here the Torah was not marked, but they were allowed to come near Hasinai. They were allowed to be mekabel the Torah. The Torah was only marked, mir only in a balkeri, they should be tor, both from the man and from the isha. So there's a special chiddush there by Hasinai. And therefore, you can't learn out from Hasinai. So even though there the Torah was machmir, it could be all over regular isha, though, when the zera comes out of a body, it's only mitama when it touches her on the outside, but not because she's seeing tumma. So that was the shayla. Under this, Omeled, Abai answered back to him and said, yes, you should know, Roya has a, that is considered like a Roya.
and therefore should be tamed no matter how small amount comes out of her. And also, if she's counting Zaynikiyim, that day that she, that when she sees the Zera comes out of her, that day is not included. It's placed her that one day, just like by Yabal, when he's counting Zaynikiyim for the Zav, if he sees Shechva Zera, he's tamed, it's placed her that one day. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, also Shadal the Rova, the Kaman Yes Rova, what's the locha? When Isha is collected Shechva Zera, she called the Roya, she called the Megas. Or Malay Roya Heavy also, Lasagabai also held, it's called a Roya Heavy. She has luck like she's seeing Tumma from her body. Osla came with the Rabbi Yosef. Or Malay Roya Heavy also, he said it's called a Roya Heavy. Hoda, then later, Osla came with the Kerem in front of Abai again. Or Malay, so Abai said to them, Kul Chubaruka Choda Tafisa, like you'll have the same language, the same, like, right, like a spit come out of your mouth, like you're saying the same thing. And Or Malay, they said back to him, Shap Ram Lacho, it's good that you said. Because it's like this. Ad kam lo kam Reb Shimon dai kaboy lo. When does Reb Shimon say before that when the Zera comes out of her, she's not tamei until she leaves her body, that she can't be more chomer than a husband and the Baal? Elo latamei b'fnim kabachutz. Only for that one halacha. That when the Zera is inside her body, it's not metama. Even when it comes out into the Beis HaChitzon, it's not like dam, it's not metama the Beis HaChitzon. Only when it leaves her body. Avolista, but let's say she's counting Zaynikiyim and some Zera comes out, or also Latami Becholshu, Roya Heva, yes, that's Balochom, that it's called Alocha, she's a Roya, as if she's seeing Tumah come out of her body. And therefore, no matter how small amount it is, and if she is counting Zaynikiyim, that day is not included. Nothing more it says, turn around, but like this. It says, Hanido, Vihazovo, Vihashemeris Yom, Kenegajoyim, Nisha sees down, Bishasha comes a Nido, Bishasha comes a Zavom, or else it's during the 11 days and she only sees once. That's called the Shemeras Yom, she has to wait the next day, Bitaira. Who have been by Yoledis, Nisha gives birth, is Kulam, all these four ladies, like, Mitam Mois Bifnim Kabachos. As soon as the dam leaves the Praisdor, even though it's still inside the Beis HaChitzon, still she's Tamei, inside the body, inside the canal there, still she's Tamei. But there's Vishlei Mekunu L'chaya. The first three lochas is good. Anidis, tell me right away. Azovin, Shemeras Yom. Elu Yoledis. What's we talking about? Yoledis of Yoledis. She gave birth. Monashach. If we're talking about the dam that came out Bishash, she gave birth. So let's see what part of a cycle she's in. If you may need it, if it's a day that she should become a Nido. So Pshit Nido, that dam has a loch like dam Nido. And Pshit is Metama as soon as it comes into the Beis HaChitzon, even though it's still inside the body. If you may see it, if she's during the 11 days between Nidus and another Nidus, that she could become a Zava. So Ziva, Pshit, that this Dam has locked like Zava, Ziva, that also it's to Metama as soon as it comes out of the Beis the Praisdor. So what's the Chiddush of the Praisdor? That a Yeledis also is Tomei Bifnim Kabachutz. So more said, Lotzricha, the case must be like this. The case must be Sheyardo litful mitumah l'tayra. There where she went down to the tevel, she went to the mikvah, mitumah l'tayra, meaning to say, let's say she gave birth to in the keva, so she's tummy for 14 days. After the 14th day, the 15th day, she goes to the mikvah, and then from then on, the next 66 days is called dmei tayra. And we're going now according to Beis Hillel, that it only changes over the din, when is the dam called dam toyer, after she goes to the mikvah. But before she went to the mikvah, any dam she sees, she's still tamei. So the case was like this, that after the 14 days, she went down to the mikvah, to the tevel. And the case is, v'chi ho di yom rav zeh, yom rav chi v'rashi, yom rav, the name of Rav. That what's going to be, Yoledis, Anisha just gave birth, after 14 days later, after the mikvah, she yor do litvo, she goes down to the mikvah, the locher is, Me tumla tyra is going down now after the 14 days to become tor from that tumma. Venekam imenu dam, and she feels she feels argosha that dam left her praisdor and went into the Beis HaChitzon. Dam left her body, still inside the body, but left the makor, left the womb already. So it depends. Be you read the word, she's still going down, so she's not tor yet. So that dam that comes out of her body is an avatumma. It's like dam you dislike, that dam is tummy. So therefore, Tameya, if that dam remains Tameya, we'll soon see what that means. But the Aliyah, let's say after she went to the mikvah, then on the way up, Now she first feels Hagosh and Adam is like leaving her womb. In such a case, Tahira, because since she went to the mikvah, now any dam that comes out is called Dam Tahir. The next 66 days, the dam is Tahira, like a Basil Shita, that going to the mikvah causes it. So therefore, even though the dam comes out later, it's not Mitam, it's not a Navatuma. So, it's like this. The Mar explains, the Omalei Rabbi Yirmila Rabzeira, the Yerida Amai Tumeya, the Kur, when she, if you say now, if the dam came out when she was going down to the mikvah, so B'shas, the dam, like left, came out of the body, she was still Tamei. And therefore, the dam that comes out is also Tamei Dikadam. Therefore, the dam has Lach of an Avatuma. So you want it to, even though she goes to the mikvah doesn't help because that dam is still an Avatuma, that dam is still going to be Metamah. The Gemara says, though, but why? The Huratuma Beluyehi, that Tuma is still swallowed up in the body. And that's the Lach. Anytime Tuma is inside the body, it's not Metamah you. So Chur, since the dam is still inside the Beis Achitza, and that's like Belua, that's what the Gemara takes on right now. Later, the Yishayla, that's what the Gemara names on right now, is Belua. So why should she be Tamei? Or Malais, he said, Dakta Menachnami, Zilgo, Shayla, the Reb Avin. Go yes, Reb Avin, the Shayla. The Yasafris Nalei, because I explained it to him. The Kakash Libreshi, like shook his head to me, he agreed to the time that I said. Bei Medrash and the Beis Medrash. So also he went. Shaila yes him, Omalei said like this, that our suha chinevelas oiftor, that it could be for some reason the made this aloch of this dam, when it comes out of her, even though it's still inside the Beis Achitz and it's tamei, just like there's a special alochom, that if a man eats the nevela of an oiftor, a tordik a bird, if it dies without a shchita, so there's a special example, kosiv, shemetama begodma beis abliya, that bishas you swallow it, when you eat it, bishas you swallow it, it's metama the person and any clothing he's wearing. So even though usually when the tum is inside your body is balua, you don't become tamei. But here it's a special gzeras by the Vela Seif Tor, that if you just touched the Vela, you do not become tamei. Only when you swallow it. So this dam, even though it's balua, it's inside the body, but still it's metama the isha. So that's the question, why? Me dummy, why was this like that?